Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, a tribute to Larry Cunningham of the Floaters.
Libra, Leo, Cancer,
Ralph,
Charles, Paul, Larry.
Forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The hits started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. In 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters. Only the Strong Survive in 2002. And recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture, Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Soul School Music on Tribe Family Channel with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights, honoring Larry Cunningham of the Floaters. Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson is co-hosted by Beverly Black, that would be me, produced by Daisy Brown, and sponsored by Gwen Nix James and the Dream Castle Villa. Soul School Music on Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand created, owned, and operated by Beverly Black. All rights reserved. What's happening, Godfather? How you doing? Mr. Marshall Thompson, how are you? Yes, how you doing, Godfather?
How you doing?
I am blessed. I am blessed. It's an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure as we come together to celebrate the life and the legacy of the Floaters' own Mr. Larry Cunningham on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. Now, I've got the Godfather himself right here, and we're about to get the celebration started for our dearly departed Larry Cunningham. It just happened so fast. Now, first, before we do so, we're going to bring on our producer, Mrs. Daisy Brown, the Queen of Diamonds. She's always helping us hold it down. How you doing, Queen Daisy?
I'm fine. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
All right.
Yeah, everything's good. I was just stepping into the house sooner, but I had a little pause to get out the car, but I'm here.
Well, praise God for that. Praise God for everybody. Hang on for a minute. I want to bring on our producer. Hold on, Daisy, before you get into the conversation. I just want to acknowledge that our sponsor, Gwen Nix James and the Dream Castle Villa, is also on the call with us. Hello, Mrs. James. How are you? And thank you so much for sponsoring Soul School Music.
I'm blessed.
All right. Now I want to turn it back over to the producer. She was talking to MT. How you doing, Daisy Brown, Queen of Diamonds? Help me hold it down. What's going on with Marsha Thompson over there?
I'm fine. He said he was having a little problem getting out. I was asking him, was it icy and snowy there?
But I'm good now. I just stepped in the house.
Yeah, Chi-Town in the house, y'all. Chi-Town in the house. Well, we're going to get this thing started. We're going to get this thing started. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, let me let you know what you are tuned in to once again. And ladies and gentlemen, live on Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, a tribute to Larry Cunningham of the Floaters. Now we've got a lot of callers.
Libra, Leo, Cancer, Ralph, Charles, Paul, Larry.
All right, y'all. It's a celebration. We're here to celebrate the life and the legacy of Larry Cunningham, Cancer of the Floaters, live right here on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, last man standing up the Shy Lights. We also have the producer, Daisy Brown, helping us hold it down, the Queen of Diamonds, and our sponsor, Gwen Nix James of the Dream Castle Villa. So we're going to go around the table. The phone lines are lit up. We have some music on standby, and everyone is going to let us know their endearing sentiments about Larry Cunningham. And you know, Daisy, I always tell you and Marshall and Gwen, you know this, I'm the new duty on the block. So, you know, I will go after everyone else, but my personal experience was brief, and yet I will never forget. So first and foremost, we're going to start with Mr. Marshall Thompson. What is your sentiment and your memories that you want to share with our audience about Larry Cancer Cunningham?
Well, so many memories of Larry, because Larry is very close to me, a very good friend of mine. He worked on the road with me for many, many, many years. When he first came out with the Float On song, when he was in the studio, they didn't even know they had a hit with that record. And they went in there and started messing around, doing certain things, and come up with a smash record, number one record. That record was one of the biggest records of all time. And I don't know nobody in the world didn't like Larry. Larry kept a smile on his face, kept you grinning and laughing. I can have me grinning all the time. You know, I keep everybody laughing myself. But he had me laughing. Larry was a great guy. I don't know one person to say anything bad about Larry. Larry was a very, very great entertainer. You know, he played with me. I think he did a couple shows last year. Did about two or three shows in the last year. And, I mean, he always talked about, hey, man, you know, I'm going to be a Shy Light. What you mean you're going to be a Shy? You be the Floaters. You Larry. You can't be no Larry, no Shy Light. He say, listen, we don't sing. Them Floaters had a great act on stage. When they come on that stage, you know, the Floaters was in the house. You know, what a great group. You know what I'm saying? He will be missed, I tell you that. He will be missed. The Floaters will be on the show with us in February. They'll be with us, and we're going to just have a get-together in February together, you know, in memories of the great Larry Cunningham.
And, you know, I just want to interject before Daisy comes in that it was almost to the date a year ago that you were on the stage with the Floaters. It was in February in Las Vegas, and that was my first time meeting all of you, and I was in heaven, absolute heaven. So All right. Well, you know your producer always has a lot of surprises for you. So Larry was on our show, Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. And ladies and gentlemen, for our listening audience, we will be opening up the phone line shortly and getting your sentiments. But when Larry was on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, myself and our producer, Daisy Brown, he has something to say about Marshall Thompson, and we have a preview of that. Now, Marshall Thompson, you get ready, because there was something that you did with your first check, and Larry bore witness to that. And what was that? Do you know what that was? Do you recall? Do you want to tell our audience on yourself?
Well, I know what I did. I'm going to head out the one that got the holler.
But what did you buy with that check?
Well, I bought me some cash. I paid cash for a Cadillac.
All right. Well, I'm glad you as honest, because, you know, we got it on tape right here live on Soul School Music, Tribe Family Channel. Mr. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Life, honoring Larry Cunningham. Float on in paradise, Mr. Chance. And this is what Larry had to say on that show to Marshall about that Cadillac right here live.
Sorry. When Marshall came to the school to see the floaters, he was in a red Fleetwood with a white soft top. I never remember that. He let me sit in that car. He let me sit in that car, and he put Toby on. You think, Marshall, you could take us out on the road with you? He said, well, we got the biggest record in the world. We don't need no opening act.
Leave it to Daisy. Well, come on in here, Daisy Brown, with Marshall Thompson, and tell us your story about Larry Cunningham.
I don't know. Larry was just a sweetheart. I met him because of David Banks of Enchantment. I'd seen them on different shows with us, but never got really personally involved with him or introduced. And David was gracious enough to introduce us, to bring him on the show. And since then, we've stayed in touch by phone. And we talked about music, always music. Daisy, can you book me over on the East Coast, Daisy? I'm trying to get booked down in Florida. Daisy helped me get booked here, there, wherever. And he was just such a sweet guy. And when we were in Vegas, he was just so hospitable and just a beautiful guy. And I will really miss talking to him and just sharing little quiet moments. And I will just miss him, and I'm heartbroken and very sad that he's no longer with us, but I know he's in a better place, and he's got his wings. He doesn't have to float anymore. He can fly now.
Well, float on, because you know what? We're going to bring on David Banks. But, you know, David Banks, your line is now open, but I have to first let our sponsor, Gwen Nix James, and the Dream Castle Villa get hers in. And, David, say hello to everybody first.
Well, hello, this is David Banks saying hello to Marshall, my buddy Marshall, Daisy, Beverly,
hello,
the sponsor, and everybody else that's on this line. Yeah. How y'all doing?
All right, man.
Good.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Our sponsor is Gwen. Gwen, this is David Banks of Enchantment. You know, he was only, you know, they only had their mind focused on Gloria, but this is Gwen and Beverly and Daisy and Marshall. Okay.
Hey, Gwen. How are you?
I'm fine, but I'm sad.
All right,
I'm now. Because my friend is gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to celebrate his life and his legacy. Gwen, do you have some words of endearment before David Banks shares with us?
Well, I want to wish everybody a happy new year and my condolences to the family. I'm born in 65, but I love the old-time music. Uncle Marshall know that. I mean, he takes it back to me, and it's just a loss that we have to lose such good artists out here, and real music is what we call it, you know, and it's really, really sad. So, you know, there's music out there, but these music, I mean, I wasn't born at that time. I was born in 1965, but I remember back in the days, my mom would play it, my dad would play it, and, you know, yeah, I was out there in Vegas, so I'm at every old school music, R&B, concert. So I love it, and I'm going to be on that boat, Uncle Marshall. We're going to have a good time, and I wish everybody safe with this weather happening. Like, I'm trying to, you know, just be safe out there and be careful with the snow, you know, wherever city you're in right now, you know. But God bless everyone, and have a good night.
Thank you.
It's so great to hear your voice. You're so beautiful, such a gracious, warm spirit. Can't y'all feel her spirit coming through the airwaves? I just bid all of that back to you. It was so nice to see you in Vegas. And that was my first and, you know, final time seeing Mr. Larry Cunningham. So he will be dearly missed because he was so gracious and so kind. And it's just that type of kindness, like you, Gwen. It just, you can feel it.
I mean, we're losing some good people. We're losing some really good people, and it's sad, and, you know, we're all going through some challenges, but we just have to keep the prayers going. You know, the whole country's in a disarray. We have to be positive and keep it going. Yeah. Like I said, I'm born in 65. I'm only 53, but age is just a number, and I say we bless, and Uncle Marshall, you know you're blessed too, and I'm there for you, and I'm going to be on that boat with you, and I got your back, okay?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, she says boat, but we're talking about that Soul Train cruise. You know, she owns the Dreamcastle Villa. These little boats to her, you know, it's a cruise ship, y'all. So we love you, sweetie.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to meet Mr. Cunningham. I didn't get a chance to meet Mr. Cunningham, but I'm sure. I mean, I know his music, and you know, the Floaters is all my mom's record label, record stand, and all those old schools. So I listen to them. I listen to them on my phone. You know, YouTube make it possible for us to listen to all these old music, and I'm grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, you know, I'm sitting at my desk listening to all these old music, and people walk by and say, like, Gwen, how old are you? I'm like, well, listen, my uncle's a singer. I have to listen to all these. You know, I listen to Ray Goodman and Brown, you name it. You know, it's just real music, and I'm sorry to tell you that. You know, you can't even understand some of the things they sing today, but these music will always stay in our heart. It will always be in our head, and a whole lot of baby making back in the day. So, you know, they don't have that kind of music today, you know? They don't.
Right.
They don't, you know? So I'm blessed to know that. I mean, I'm in a different era, but I'm blessed to know that I was able to listen to these songs coming up as a little girl and able to enjoy it, that people think I'm an old lady, but it's okay. I'm still young.
But
you're
check
on your
it
Facebook,
out, though.
And I'm ready for that cruise. Uncle, you going to be okay?
Yep, I'm ready for it.
All right.
Be ready. Well, you know, and look at the part you play now as the sponsor of Soul School Music live on Tribe Family Channel. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Dreamcastle Villas. I like to say Gwen Nix James, and the sponsor of Soul School Music, right here live with Marshall Thompson. Now we've got David Banks, Mr. Enchantment himself, Larry's buddy, Ace Boone. Doom, tell us about it. Go ahead, David.
Well, first of all, me and Larry and the Floaters, we grew up in the same neighborhood here in Detroit. And Larry had the Floaters, And I had Enchantment, and my next door neighbor, Buster Marbury, played with the floaters. He was the drummer that played on Float On. Also, Mr.
Wow.
James Mitchell, which he'll probably call in. James, Dune Mitchell is one of the producers of Float On. He was with Detroit Emeralds, Detroit Emeralds, you know, for Dune.
Check it out, David. Let me just stop you right there for just 1 second, because, ladies and gentlemen, area code 313, Mr. James Mitchell, formerly known of the group the Detroit Emeralds. Is this you on the line, 313?
No, it's not, but Mr. Mitchell was unable to call, but he was teaching a class and asked me to call. This is Locke, and I played for Enchantment, and I played for Marshall Thompson, also played for the floaters as well.
Right.
Yes. Say your name again so everyone can hear.
Locke. L-O-C.
Yeah.
What's your first name?
My real name is Dwayne Lomax, but my stage name is Locke.
Okay, repeat that one more time. All right. Say hello to Marshall Thompson. Okay, say it again. Your real name is what?
My real name is Dwayne, but my stage name is Locke. Everyone calls me Locke.
We know Locke.
All right, D Locke.
One of the great.
I'm gonna call you D Locke. Okay.
That's right.
Thank you, darling. Hey, you know, Godfather has always he's always been such a great person to me, and he's always talked to me when I get down. I pick up the phone to call Godfather, and he gives me carte blanche with him. If I call, he picks up.
Hang on for a second. Hold that thought. Hold your phone. Let me get back to David Banks, and you stay right there because we want to hear what you got to say. All right, David, don't lie because D-Lock right here. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the floaters, back in the day when the floaters, before the floaters weren't in Tim and had any records out, we were perfecting our craft. So Larry stayed down the street, one block over from me, and he would rehearse with the other guys on the next block from me. So we both had our groups together, and we would enter these talent contests every week. And who's going to win this week? You know, we'd be challenging each other, you know. So, yeah, man, y'all take this. And then we come back, and y'all take that. To make a long story short, eventually we came along and we perfected our craft. And I think the same year the Floaters came out with Float On, we came out with Gloria. So we said, oh, okay. So Float On became, that record Float On became a phenomenal hit around the world and everything, as well as Gloria and our song also. But I'm so glad that they put that out. And we represented Detroit, both groups, because we were listening to Marshall and them back in, you know, before we came out. We came out on the tail end of the era that Marshall and them was in, going into the disco era. So that was a statement there. But I really miss my dear friend. I miss my dear friend Larry. I spoke with him just before he had this trauma experience. And, you know, I miss him. I miss him dearly. Charles, Ralph.
Well, we're going
Paul.
Yeah, Paul. All of you guys, man. And, you know, I'll see you Thursday. I mean, Friday, you know. But anyway, he's going to really be missed. He's really missed. Yeah.
So that was one of my questions. Like I said earlier in the show, you know, I'm the new little kid on the block, and I think you just answered my question. Larry Chance Cunningham, was he the last man standing of the Floaters?
Well, the guys are still, they're still living. You know,
the
Larry is the only
ones?
One that's
correct.
Okay,
yes,
of the original ones. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Of them,
because you just named off Paul and, you know, everyone else. And so, rest in power and peace and float on in paradise. You know, the spirit lives. The spirit lives.
Yeah.
And so we're celebrate the life and the legacy, and we're going to float on, you know, we're going to do this. So now, D-Lot, go ahead and tell us and tell us, did David hold it to the truth?
David held it to the truth. And you know, I agree with saying about it.
He was on the bus.
You know,
like Marshall would say, if you wasn't on the bus, okay?
Yep,
it sound like y'all all on the bus.
You know, I was jealous because I'm a drummer, and I wanted to be able to sing like them. And I would always run up on them, and they monopolized Persian High School. All of them. They all went to Persian High School. I went to Northwestern High School. I also went to school with the great
That don't
Mr.
even
Ray
sound
Fox.
Musical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Everyone had their own identity, and they were great at what they did, even back then. And it became even more the guys being great as they went on. You saw how it just primed out their ability to sing, step, and to own the stage when they get on there. And Larry.
Now, who
was
did you
a
say you went
example.
To school with?
I went to school with Ray Parker Jr.
Oh, okay.
Go,
all
Buster
right,
man.
I know who you're talking about, Ray Parker. So now you say Larry Cunningham was a prime example. Yes. You know, just stellar. Well, I'm the last to, evoke my little dissertation. So I had the pleasure, privilege, and honor of meeting Mr. Larry Cancer Cunningham in Vegas, where the Shy Life were performing by the graciousness of the Godfather. I was able to be there. It was just a blessing to be able to meet our producer, Daisy Brown, and our sponsor, cousin over there, Gwen Mix James, Dream Castle Villa in the house. And it was just amazing. Larry's graciousness was just beyond. And he fussed enough about making sure that we got to our seats. And we actually sat with his family. And so just to be in that type of atmosphere, it was my first time being around some of my artists, although when I started Tribe Family Channel, you know, I started with authors and different talent, and then eventually my first show was with music was Everybody is a Star with Patrice Chocolate Banks from Graham Central Station. So that's when music started coming into the realm of Tribe Family Channel. But me to start talking to
David, that's right.
But for me to be able to, because I've always taken my kids to meet their, you know, artists. So now for me to be immersed in the artists that I've grown up with, and I'm like you, Cousin Gwen, you know, I was born in the late 50s. I'm a 1959 baby cousin. And so, and right now I am 59. I'll be 60 in June, womp womp. But I'm growing up and talking. I grew up on this music. You know, I mean, matter of fact, David, next time I see you, you be prepared to autograph Sunshine, you understand me, on 45. Okay? Now, Marshall Thompson of the Shy Life, he can tell you, our first meeting, I was shoving Have You Seen Her in a Letter to Myself on 45 in his face, and best believe I got it autographed. Am I lying? If I'm lying, I'm flying. Y'all remember that one?
Yeah.
You know? So, well, let's take it back around to the Godfather of vocal groups, the last man standing, Mr. Marshall Thompson, right here live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson honoring Larry Cancer Cunningham with Daisy, the Queen of Diamonds Brown, our producer, Our sponsor, Gwen Nix James, the Dream Castle Villas CEO. We got David Banks of Enchantment, and we got the all-around drummer from all of these groups, D-Lock, in the building, and I'm Beverly Black. I bring this gumbo together because this is a Tribe Family Channel Gumbo for the Soul International Family brand. So, Marshall Thompson of the Shy Life Godfather, before we go into this music round and take it on to floating land, what do you have to say?
I'm about to hang up on.
Well, I just want David and all the fellas right there in Detroit to, because I can't be there, but I will be sending a memory, a loving memory letter from the company, which is Daisy Brown. She takes care of that up for all the entertainers in the country. She did Michael Jackson, Joe Jackson. She did quite a bit of artists around the world. I mean, over in China.
Aretha Franklin.
She sent everybody.
Yeah.
So she'll be sending in, we'll be sending in a proclamation. I think Lamont from Rhythm and Blues Foundation will be reading it.
Yeah.
If not, David, you, I send you a copy as well. And we'll make sure it's done in there. Okay, in memory from the Shy Life Fund. Okay?
It will be done. It will be done.
And give our family.
Yes, it will be done.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all right, everyone. We want to thank everyone for calling in, for tuning in. Our sponsor and our producer, Gwen Nix James and Daisy Brown, respectively. We want to thank you for making this all possible. Again, I am Beverly, and I'm the creator of Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson right here on Tribe Family Channel, which is a gumbo for the soul international family brand owned and operated by yours truly. Again, thank you, my brother David Banks. Thank you, Mr. D-Lock. Godfather, I will see you February, back in Cali,
right.
God willing. But now, cousin, y'all have a great time on that Soul Train cruise ship, and y'all ready to take it out with the floaters, honoring Larry, Cancer, Cunningham.
Yeah. Yes,
all right, y'all hold on for some music that you might not know. Yeah. Here we go.
Float on, float on.
Baby, you know I can't believe that you're not here. But it's so lonely without you. Everybody should have someone to come up close to and hold them tight. I've got to find you. Wherever you are, I want you to come back. I need you, baby. I want you, baby. I just long for holding you in my arms. If you come back, you don't have to stay. You don't have to say you love me. Just come back to me.
Aquarius,
Libra,
Leo,
cancer.
Ralph.
Charles.
Paul.
Larry. Thank you.
Aquarius.
Libra.
Leo.
Cancer.
Ralph.
Charles.
Paul.
Larry.
Description, baby.
And my name is Larry. And I like a woman that loves everything and everybody. Because I love everybody and everything. And you know what, ladies? If you feel that this is you, then this is what I want you to do.